a long time before I read. Not fully book I read, actually, but something read. There is Srimad Bhagavatam, there is Renicism, Vedabhyas telling, Naraja Urupaschanna, Sajosna Bhasite Dhani, Ahangmatya Bhasitaya Sabhata Purushu Yatha, Atma covered by Ahankar. Ahankar, this English is ego?
Generally. Sometimes we think false ego, but ego.
Ego, I know ego, but I am not thinking, I am thinking it is not sufficient. Mm-hmm. Ahankar means the whole doing cover of feelings, senses, everything covering. But ego also doing or not, I do not know.
Because ego can be pervasive in what you do or think.
So by influence of ego, we cannot see the Atma.
Yeah. Huh? Concealing.
Vedabhyas told that. Naraja Rupa Channa Sajosna Bhasite Gane. Urupa means Chandra. Chandra, moon. Moonlight showing everything, but moon cannot see because there is
cloud
covered by cloud, moon covered by cloud. Then we cannot see the moon, but by the moonlight we can see everything. Sajosna Bhasite means moonlight showing everything. Ghanai means we can see there is cloud. By moonlight we can see that cloud. Naraja Urupa Urupa Chandra Urupaschanna Sajosna Bhasite Dhani Aumatya Bhasitaya Abhasa Purushu Yatha. Moonlight showing there is cloud in the sky, but moon covered by cloud. Then we cannot see the moon. But all the example given, Renicism, matter, so many things. After Renicism, we read in Bhattikabbam, there Bhartihari Kavi, poet Bhartihari, his book we read. That was our study book, Ramchandra going for Juddha Yatra. Juddha Yatra means?
Pilgrimage.
Not pilgrimage, Juddha.
Tirtha Yatra?
Juddha, Juddha fighting.
Oh. Yeah.
Digvijaya. Ramchandra wants to conquer the country with his soldiers, etc., etc.
Military campaign,
going like Alexander. That was our study book. Vanaspati Nam, Sarasang, Nadinam, Tejoshinam, Kantrivitam, Rishancha, Nirjayatasya, Sapurasamanta, Sriyam Dadhanam, Saradam Dadhanam, Saraskal. That was Saraskal. Varsha. Grisha, Varsha, Sarat. Hemanta, Shri, Vasanta. Grisha, Varsha, Sarat, Hemanta, Shri, Vasanta. Six ritu, season. And that is Sharad Kal. Aska Barsha Kal.
Which season is it now?
Now? Now it's Barsha Kal. Rainy season. And you are getting sound.
Yeah.
Tirpit, 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 tirpit. I compose one sloka in Barsha Kal about Barsha and Guru Maharaj's preaching style. Barsha ayang vaisa jal jal du badayan mandra bheri yad vad vrishye bhramati bhuda bahari dhara hancha varjan tad vad bhumo bhramati sakane ghorayan gaura gasta nityam dibbam matras varunam tang hiri vapra varjan. And rainy season, the cloud full with water, it is surrounding every higher and raining the water. You are also surrounding every higher like that and raining your mercy. Nityam dibbam matrasu karunam tang hiri, your merciful glance you are putting everywhere and making them enriched with Krishna consciousness. That sloka I compose in train. I am coming from Navadvip by train, and the rain, so much rain happening, and that inspiration comes. That time playing with language. So many things happen within this very short life period. After birth until death, many things happening for everyone. But start to end is very enriched with several kind of characters like this, feelings and activity, etc., etc. So many things happen. But after 17, I throw to my fortune, thrown me to the lotus feet of Guru Maharaj. And after that, it's growing different way.